The National Security Supplemental Aid Package, backed by the White House and most Democrats, was already in trouble in the House of Representatives, where the Republican House Speaker says he won't even bring it up for a vote. Now it's in trouble in the Senate, after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell reversed course from his earlier support.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this product could ever become law. And it's been made pretty clear to us by the Speaker that it will not become law.
House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana spoke at a news conference the day before Wednesday's scheduled Senate vote, saying the measure fails to secure the border.
And Republicans simply cannot vote for the bill in good conscience. And that is why I declared it dead on arrival, and it looks like right now it may be in some jeopardy. It may be on life support in the Senate. We welcome that development.
The $118 billion supplemental includes military aid for Ukraine and Israel, along with aid for Taiwan and funds for humanitarian aid. At the insistence of Republicans, it also includes changes to immigration policy and $20 billion for the border. But Republicans say the immigration changes are not strong enough.
In our view, after a careful, thoughtful review of this, we believe that if those provisions were to make law, it might actually make the situation worse.
So Speaker Johnson wants to take a different path.
The supplemental seems to be on life support in the Senate. We just can't wait any longer. And so that's why you heard that we're going to move forward on the Israel package, the clean standalone.
He's also bringing into the mix the proposed impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even if Congress could concoct both houses of Congress and send to the president's desk for signature the greatest border security measure that has ever been designed, we have no faith that Secretary Mayorkas, of course, would enforce it. He doesn't enforce the laws that are on the books now.
So as things stand now, aid for Israel and Ukraine and more is tied in with immigration, and that is tied in with the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas, and so to Tuesday's session of the full House.
House Resolution 863, impeaching Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
The floor debate on impeachment was fiery. Republican Mark Green of Tennessee called the cabinet secretary a reptile with no balls. But the debate was not totally partisan. Tom McClintock is a Republican from California. He opposed impeachment.
Cabinet secretaries can't serve two masters. They can be impeached for committing a crime relating to their office, but not for carrying out presidential policy. This border crisis can't be fixed by replacing one left-wing official with another. It can only be fixed by the American people at the ballot box, by replacing this administration with one committed to securing our borders, defending our country, and upholding the rule of law. Americans are already coming to that conclusion. And I'm afraid that stunts like this don't help.
On the Democratic side, Jim McGovern of Massachusetts thanked McClintock before going on to blast the impeachment move as fraudulent, unconstitutional garbage and nothing more than a bunch of BS. He says Republicans want to create chaos and confusion and also to create a campaign issue for Donald Trump in the presidential election.
That's the real dereliction of duty here. House Republicans' refusal to address our challenges at the border because Donald Trump told them he wants a crisis so he can help his campaign, so he can hide from his crimes. Well, they own this now. Republicans own this now. They own the border. They own the fentanyl crisis. They own it all because they refuse to behave like adults. They're acting like spoiled, rotten children who got what they want and still can't take yes for an answer. But they own all of this now.
So, Republicans brought the impeachment resolution up for a vote, and it failed 214 to 216, with four Republicans joining Democrats against impeachment. Next up will be Wednesday's Senate vote on the supplemental aid package. And then, back in the House, there's Speaker Johnson's standalone aid package for Israel, now scheduled for a vote next Tuesday. But that one is looking like it, too, could go nowhere, since Speaker Johnson would need a two-thirds majority in the narrowly divided House in order to bring it up for a vote. As for President Biden, he seemed ready for all outcomes when he spoke about the supplemental Tuesday morning, where he said it's time for Republicans to, in his words, show a little spine and decide who they serve, Donald Trump or the American people.
We can't continue to let petty partisan politics get in the way of our responsibility. We're a great nation. It's not acting like a great nation. So I'm calling on Congress to pass this bill. Get it to my desk immediately. But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.